So, Yanling, you're on.
Okay.
So anyway, we just want to welcome everybody tonight.
今天晚上欢迎所有来的每一位朋友。
There are some of us from Vancouver that are joining tonight, and we welcome them, especially Isamu and Sebastian and Cindy. They're not always with us. Welcome to them.
有一些呢是从温哥华连进来的，我们特别今天晚上欢迎 Sam 和Sebastian 还有 Cindy， 他们有的时候并不参加我们这个学习，今天来了，我们很欢迎他们。
And special welcome to Harry and Josh and his mother from China. That's very good.
也特别欢迎 Harry 和 Josh 还有 Josh 的妈妈，他们是从中国连进来的。
But especially also welcome to all of you from China whose names I see on a screen. I don't know you and I can't speak your language, but I praise the Lord that you're here tonight.
我们也特别的欢迎所有从中国连进来的弟兄姐妹们。虽然我看不懂你们屏幕上显出来的这个中文写的这个名字啊，但是主都知道，我们欢迎你们。
It's a great privilege for us to worship the Lord, to learn about Him, and to hear the wonderful gospel again this evening.
我们非常荣幸今天能够再次来这里敬拜主，也学习他的话语。对，这是我们要再次的感谢主。
And of course, when I say good evening for me, it's good morning to most of you, and we're just thrilled.
对，我要跟大家说晚上好，但实际上对大部分人来说呢，都是上午好。
Let's pray that the Lord will bless us this morning and this evening, and that the Lord will guide Eric as he opens the word for us.
我们现在祷告，求主祝福我们今天，不管是晚上还是上午的时间，也带领 Eric 当他给我们讲道的时候。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the Bible and for the Holy Spirit of God to teach us the Bible.
主啊，我们感谢您，赐给我们圣经，也谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，能够教导我们圣经。
And we pray that you will guide Eric as he would explain things to us, but mostly, Lord, we're praying that the Holy Spirit of God will send to each of us conviction regarding the truth of God.
主啊，当Eric 给我们解释圣经的时候，求您带领他。当我们更求圣灵能够在我们的心里让说服我们，把这真理让我们得到印证。
Lord, our prayer is that we will know the truth of God.And that we will obey it, and helpfully that we can understand it as well.
主啊，盼望我们能够知道圣经，也让我们能够顺服，也让我们能够明白。
So teach us now tonight, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
求您今天晚上教导我们，我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Eric, carry on.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold.Well, greetings, beloved. We've been studying the future events, Bible prophecy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们一直在学习圣经的预言，就是将来的事情。
There's much in scripture that, much prophecy in scripture that has not yet been fulfilled.
圣经里还有很多的预言现在还没有应验。
And there is a lot of confusion in different places concerning the coming of the Lord.
有很多关于主再来的地方呢，还有很多的困惑。
But we've established a number of principles upon which we can be guided to find out what the scriptures actually teach.
但是我们已经建立了一些解经的原则，这些解经原则会引导我们，怎么样去理解圣经。
First of all, we take the Bible, as we do with the whole Bible, we take the Lord's coming and the accounts of his coming, we take them literally.
首先第一个原则呢，就是当我们去关注这个主再来的这个真理的时候呢，包括整个圣经都是一样的，就是我们都是按照字面解经的原则。
We don't try to find some hidden meaning that we use our imaginations to find.
我们不是用自己的想象呢，努力总是去找一些什么隐藏的含义。
So we take it as we read it, a simple reading of the scripture.
我们就是照字面读，字面什么意思，我们就领受什么意思。
And we want to take all scripture to compare scripture with scripture.
然后呢，我们是要整本圣经一起读，要以经解经。
Depending upon the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, to find the truth.
我们要倚靠圣灵，圣灵是真理的圣灵，它会让我们找到真理。
Also, we looked at another principle, which is being able to rightly divide the word of truth.
我们另外学习的一个解经的原则，就是按正义分解神的道。
Discovering in a passage who the passage refers to, who is meant by the message, and then we can discover whether or not it applies directly to us or not.
也就是说我们拿到一段圣经的时候呢，我们要看分清楚这段圣经是对谁说的，是指向谁的，这样呢，我们才能明白这段圣经是不是直接可以应用在我们自己的身上。
Now, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's all profitable. But some scriptures don't apply directly to us, but we can make application to our lives through the principles that we learn.
当然，整本圣经都是神赐下的话语，都是对我们有益的。但是不是每一段经文都是直接对我们说的，但是我们可以把这段经文应用在我们，用它的，把它的原则应用在我们的生活中。
So far in our studies, we've applied those principles.
目前我们学到现在，我们都一直在用这两个解经的原则。
The church is not Israel, and Israel is not the church.
教会不等于以色列，以色列也不等于教会。
And so what prophecy is for Israel is written in scripture. That applies to Israel and does not apply to the church.
凡是写给以色列人的预言呢，是不能应用在教会的身上的，它是直接是指是指向以色列的。
Now the coming of the Lord in the Old Testament speaks of his coming to the earth.When Israel will be saved as a nation, and the Lord Jesus will set up his kingdom after destroying his enemies.
旧约里面讲到以色列的预言呢，都是说，这个民族会整体得救，主耶稣会来在这地上呢，击败他的敌人，在地上建立属于他的国度。
And we've seen that the church is not seen in the Old Testament.It's a New Testament revelation.
我们也看到在旧约的时候呢，教会这个真理是隐藏的，只有在新约的时候才把它启示出来。
Israel has earthly promises, whereas the church, we have heavenly blessings.
以色列呢，他们是有着地上的应许，我们作为教会呢，是有属天的祝福。
And so the Lord's coming for the church,is not the same as when he comes to earth and sets up his kingdom.
所以主耶稣为教会而来呢，和他来到地上建立他的国度是不同的两件事。
The church is a different relationship than Israel has to the Lord Jesus.
教会和主的关系呢，与以色列和基督的关系是不一样的。
To the church,The relationship is pictured as a bridegroom for us.
教会和主的关系呢，是新娘和新郎之间的关系。这是圣
经。For Israel, it's their coming king, their Messiah.
但是对以色列人来说呢，基督是他们将要来的王，是他们的弥赛亚。
And so last week we looked at the coming of the Lord for his church.
上个星期呢，我们学习的是主为他的教会而来。
And this week, what we'd like to look at is the events that follow the rapture or the snatching away of the church.
我们今天晚上要学习的呢，就是教会被提以后要发生的事情。
Now, another reminder is that the word the coming of the Lord, the word coming there means a presence with.
另外要提醒大家的就是来这个词呢，它就是同在的意思。
The word parousia in the Greek, it includes the arrival, the visit,And the manifestation, and all that is meant by the word the coming of the Lord.
这个希腊原文 parousia 这个词呢，它包含了到达，包含了拜访，包含显现，这好多层意思，这个都是主降临这个词的含义。
So last week we looked at the beginning of the coming of the Lord.
所以上个星期呢，我们学习的是主再来的起始阶段，就是第一个开始的阶段。
And this week we'd like to look at the course, that is his presence with us in heaven.
今天呢，我们学习的是第二个阶段展开的这个进展阶段，也就是他在天上和我们在一起的这个时段。
So those are the first, we might call the first two stages or phases of the coming of the Lord. The other two are when he manifests himself to the world and sets up his kingdom.
所以我们刚才讲到的这个是主再来的前面两个阶段，就是开始的阶段和进展的阶段。后面两个阶段呢，是他在来到地上向世人显现，建立他的国度的阶段。
And the last phase is when he comes after his thousand-year reign and he sets up his great white throne and judges the dead, the resurrected dead.
最后一个阶段呢，就是在他在地上统治了一千年以后，也就是千禧年结束以后呢，他要在白色大宝座前审判所有的死人。
So that's all grouped together in the word the coming of the Lord.
所以这个四个阶段呢，全部包含在主再来这个词的里面了。
And so last week we looked at the rapture where he said in John chapter 14, I will come again personally.
上个星期呢，我们学习了主在为他的教会而来，就是教会被提，这是他在约翰福音14章三节里面说，他说我还会再来，亲自来。
He said, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you might be also.
他说我就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里叫你们也在那里。
And then we found also that he will come secretly, not to earth for the church, but he will come in the air.
而且我们也通过查考经文知道了，他是会秘密的来的，而且是之前没有什么证照，且他会把教会呢提到在让教会和他在空中相遇。
And then we learned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,that the mystery was that we'll all be changed. Every saint, every Christian will be changed, transformed into the image of Christ.
我们在哥林多前书15章里面也学到，就是我们所有的基督徒都会改变成主的样式。
Now tonight we'd like to look especially at the next event that takes place after the Lord comes for the church and takes us to be with himself.
所以我们今天晚上要学习的就是在教会被提以后紧接着发生的一件事情。
And that's called the judgment seat of Christ.
我们管这个叫基督台前的审判。
And I'd like to read four different accounts of the judgment seat of Christ. First is found in Romans chapter 14.
我今天呢要给大家查四段关于基督台前审判的经文。首先呢，我们看罗马书的14章。
Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 14, reading verse 10 to 12.
从十节读到十二节。
But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way.
10-13节。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在神的台前。经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。所以我们不可在彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
So in this first accountof the judgment seat of Christ, we get the view that it's especially an individual, the individuality of the judgment. Verse 12, each of us shall give account.
在刚才读的这段关于基督台前审判的经文里面呢，我们可以看到他强调的一个重点呢，就是我们每个人都要将自己的事在神面前说明，在十二节里面，就是这是一个每个人个人的事情。
Now the second account of the judgment seat of Christ is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第二段关于基督台前审判的经文呢，是哥林多前书的三章。
Verses 10 to 15.
10-15节。
According to the grace of God,which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw,Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through the fire.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
This account in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it emphasizes the nature of the judgment. It's a testing of our works.
哥林多前书的这一段经文呢，强调的是这个审判的特性，就是它是要检测我们的工作的。
Now turn, the next one is found in the next chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5.
下一段经文呢，是在就在后面一章，哥林多前书的四章。1-5节。
Reading from verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know nothing against myself. Yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God.
从第一节开始读，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘式的管家，所求于管家的是要他是要他有忠心。我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来。他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Now this portion of the judgment seat of Christ, it stresses the everything is going to be brought out into the open, the secret counsels of the heart, the motivations.
那这一段经文呢，强调的就是在基督台前审判的时候呢，所有的事情都会赤裸敞开，一切隐藏的事情，一切隐藏的动机都会显明出来。
Now turn over for the last one to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
最后一段呢是哥林多后书的第九chapter 5?
Chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
九到十节
，verses 9 and 10。
哥林多后书五章九到十节。
Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known to you in your consciences.
哥林多后书的五章九到十一节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
So the purpose of that of the judgment is brought out here. It displays the character that we have developed in our Christian life.
这里面说的就是基督台前审判的目的，就是把我们在地上所发展出来的特点把它显明出来。
Now, what is the meaning of the judgment seat of Christ?
基督台前审判，这是什么意思呢？
According to scholars, in Grecian games in Athens, the old arena contained a raised platform on which the president or the umpire of the arena sat.
古希腊的时候呢，在雅典有一个竞技场，是有一个赛道的。这个赛道呢，就是供这个人在那边比赛跑步，然后在皇帝和其他的这个观众的面前去比赛。
And so the umpire or the president, would sit on this judgment seat, In the Greek, it's bima, and I might refer to that a number of times, the word bima in the Greek. And it's where the umpire would sit to present the prizes to the winners and to the other contestants.
Bima. 这个希腊词这个 bima 这个词呢就是 那个皇帝啊，他坐的那个位置，那个位置就是审判台，他在那里呢，把这个奖，就是获奖的这个奖杯啊，颁给那个获胜的人以及其他的参与比赛的运动员。
It was a place where rewards were given out. It was never used of a judge's bench where the judge might sit in condemnation of a criminal.
所以这个词呢，它不是用来定罪的，它这个词呢是仅限于颁发赏赐的。
So the judgment seat of Christ is the place where we will receive the rewards for the things that we have done while on earth for the Lord.
所以基督台前的审判呢，是我们为我们在这地上为主所做的一切的好的事情得到赏赐。
Okay, now, what is the time? When does this take place, the Bema, or the judgment seat?
那我们要看看这个 Bema, 就是这个基督台前的审判是发生在什么时候呢?
From scripture, it would seem that it takes place immediately following the rapture.
从经文上呢，我们能看出它是将会被提以后，马上紧接着就发生的。
Now at the rapture, remember, not only are our bodies changed into spiritual bodies like the Lord Jesus, but we are also transported into a different time, or out of time would be a better way to put it.
就当教会被提的时候呢，不仅是我们的身体瞬间改变成一个属灵的身体，就像主耶稣那样，而且呢，我们就进到了一个另外的时间里面，或者说呢，干脆就在到了时空之外了。
While time may be happening on earth, in heaven, when at the judgment seat of Christ, Christ can he can judge each individual Christian, the countless millions of them, and still no time has elapsed.
所以我们在基督台前审判这件事发生的时候呢，地上时间依然在经过，但是在天上呢，主有时间对每一个基督徒进行奖赏的审判。那基督徒可是成千上万呢，但是依然不会有呢显出时间的这个特别大的一个耽搁。
Well, how do we know that it takes place immediately? Let's look at a couple of scriptures in Luke chapter 14 and verse 14.
我们怎么知道是教会被提以后马上就发生呢？我们来看看经文，先看路加福音14章14节。
We read in verse 14,And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, but you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.
14节，因为他们没有什么可报答你，到义人复活的时候，你要得着报答。
So the rewards are associated with resurrection.
所以这里面我们看到这个奖赏或者说报答呢，它是和复活相连接的。
And since what we read last week in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that the dead in Christ are going to rise, that's the resurrection. So that's part of our translation. Reward must be part of that program.
因为我们在上星期我们学到帖撒罗尼迦前书四章里面讲到，所有在基督里死了的人都要复活。然后这里面又看到他复活呢是包含这个奖赏的，所以这两个是紧密联系在一起的。
So it must take place immediately upon the rapture, and we can see if you turn to Revelation chapter 19.
我们再看看启示录的十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.We'll see there that when the Lord returns to earth with his bride, she has already been rewarded. The church has already received its rewards.
在这里我们看到的是主耶稣和他的新娘一起再回到地上的时候，那个时候呢，新娘都已经得着了赏赐了。 这个是已经发生过的事情了。
In verse 8, we read, And to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
启示录19章的八节，旧蒙恩，这里是指这心腹啊，心腹旧蒙恩，得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
There, she's clothed in that bright clothing that is given her because of the rewards at the judgment seat of Christ.
她这个心腹所穿的这个光明洁白的这个衣服啊，就是她在基督台前得的赏赐，就是得的称赞。
Those are the righteous acts or the righteous deeds that survive the fire of judgment.
是呢，经过火的检验以后，依然存留下来的呢，所行的义行。
And then, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, or rather, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8.
提摩太后书四章八节。
That the reward is associated with the day in which the Lord Jesus comes for his own. So in verse 8 of chapter 4, we read, Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
提摩太说提摩太后书四章八节，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。这里面呢，我们就可以看到这公义的冠冕呢，是到了那日赐给他的。
As we'll see later on, the crown, there are a number of crowns, but he mentions one crown here that he receives on the day that the Lord appeared. So there,We can say that the time that of the Bema is when the Lord Jesus comes for his saints at the rapture.
所以圣经里提到很多冠冕，但这里面呢特别的提到的是公义的冠冕。我们可以从这句经文里面得出一个结论，就是在这个 Bema 这一天呢，就在基督台前的审判呢，就是发生在这个被提以后马上发生的事情。
Now the,Where the Bema or the judgment seat of Christ takes place, we hardly need to mention that. That is, of course, in heaven.
至于这个 Bema, 就是这个基督台前审判在哪里发生呢？其实我们不用多说，因为它肯定在天上发生。
Because the Lord said, I will receive you to myself.
因为主说，我要接你到我那里去。
Now,It's called the judgment seat of Christ, and so of course, he is the one who will be the judge.
我们既然称他为基督台前的审判，那么那个审判者就一定是基督本人了。
In other words, we will all stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and give an account to him personally.
也就是说，我们每个人都要站在基督的面前，向他交账。
Further,The Father has put all judgment into the hands of the Son.
而且父神已经把所有审判的权柄放在圣子的手里了。
John 5 verse 22.
约翰福音的五章二十二节。
John 5 verse 22. For the Father judges no one.But has committed all judgment to the Son.
五章二十二节，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
Part of the exaltation of Christ is that he has been given divine authority in judgment.
所以基督被高举的一个结果呢，就是他把这个属天的审判的权利都赐给他了。
And who would be better to judge us? Because he knows us intimately.
谁还有比他更好的审判我们的人呢？因为他是最了解我们的人。
Now, it may seem like a silly question, but it needs to be asked anyway.
我们接下去要问这个问题呢，听上去有一点傻的问题，但是还是必须要问的。
Who are the subjects of this Bema of Christ or judgment seat of Christ?
那就是在这个 Bema 在这个基督台前审判的这个对象是谁呢？
This only concerns real believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人呢就只能是那些真的在基督里面重生得救的人了。
To, only those that have received Christ as their Savior, who have been born again by the Spirit of God, those are the ones that are going to be raptured and taken into His presence. None others.
是只有那些真正接受耶稣基督做他们的救主，在圣灵里面重生的人会被提到他的面前，除了这些人没有别人了。
Now, what is the basis of our examination or testing by the Bema, at the Bema?
那么在这个 Bema, 就基督台前的这个检验的这个基础是什么呢？
It's not to determine whether a person is a believer or not.
不是来决定一个人是信徒还是不是信徒。
The question of salvation will never come up at the judgment seat of Christ.
在基督台前的时候呢，这个得救的问题不会提及了。
Because every believer has been completely delivered from all judgment.
因为所有的信徒呢，都已经被救脱离所有的审判了，那个是定罪的审判。
In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1.
罗马书八章一节。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
If you are in Christ Jesus, God has already judged your sins on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins will not be exposed. They're all forgiven at the judgment seat of Christ.
所以对于每个基督徒呢，父神已经把你的罪呢在主耶稣基督的身上已经审判过了，所以在基督台前呢不会再显明你的罪了。
The promise of God when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ was their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more forever.
因为神曾应许当你信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，他就再也不纪念你的过犯和罪孽了。
The believer is completely justified before the throne of God.
在父神的宝座前呢，所有的信徒都已经被完全的称义了。
So, the believer, the only thing that's tested is the believer's works and his motivation for his works.
所以在这里面要检测的就是信徒的行为以及他们这些行为的动机。
Now turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们翻到哥林多后书的五章。
2 Corinthians in chapter 5, verse 10.
十节。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So the purpose there of the judgment seat of Christ is to make a public manifestation, to expose or demonstrate our characters and the motives that we that we serve the Lord with.
所以在基督台前的这个审判的一个目的呢，就是一个公开的显示，展露我们在地上所行的事和我们的动机。
And it, also that verse tells us that each one, we must all appear before them. Each individually is going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ.Everything is going to be exposed of our service for him, whether good or bad.
而且这段经文告诉我们呢，我们每一个人，他说叫个人，就每一个人呢，都要在基督的台前显明，把我们在地上服侍主的行为，不管是善的是恶的，都显露出来。
That is the things that we did in our body while we're here on earth.
这些事呢，就是我们在地上的时候，在基督的身体里面所做的事。
Now, you might think then that the word bad there speaks of sin, but that's not what he's talking, that is not what the word means.
你可能会觉得这里那个或善或恶，那个恶就是指罪，不是的，这个词在这里不是这个意思。
The word bad means good for nothing, or the impossibility of any good coming from it. Its worthlessness is the central idea.
这里面这个词的中心意思呢是没有用，就是它不能产生任何益处，不能造就什么，就没有作用，没有意义，没有价值的意思。
The idea is not whether it's positive or negative, but whether it's positive or neutral. There's nothing there for the Lord.
所以这里面呢，我们可以说它不是正面和负面，而是正面和中性。中性就是对基督没有意义，没有价值。
So, the judgment is not to determine what is good or evil, but what is acceptable and that which is worthless.
或者呢，我们换句话说，我们不用这个一般的善恶来讲，我们会可以这么说，是被神所悦纳，或者对神来说没有价值的。
So it's not to chasten us for our sins, but to reward service for those things done in the name of the Lord.
不是为了我们的罪来惩罚我们，而是为了我们做的善行来奖赏我们。
Well, turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们再翻回哥林多前书的三章。
We're going to look at the twofold result of the examination by the Lord of our works.
我们也可以看看这个基督台前的这个检验的两种结果。
Again, reading verses 14 and 15.
我们再读一下14和15节。
If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得奖赏。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So, Paul is using some metaphors here. Fire, metaphorically for the testing of our works.
保罗呢在这里面用了比喻，他用火来比喻对我们工作的检验。
Because the materials that we use, gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, or straw. Those are the two different types of materials.
因为我用的材料啊，金银宝石和草木和结呢，是完全不同的两种材料。
So this is a test of our inner motivation of how we have served the Lord. Has it been by faith or is it just by our own flesh?
所以这里面检测的是什么？是检测我们在对主的服事的这个工作的真正内在的动机，到底是在凭着信心呢，还是凭着我们的肉体？
So in verses 11 and 12, the apostle writes that there are two types of building materials which laborers together with God can use.
在11、12节里面呢，这里面提到了两种建筑材料。
The gold, silver, costly stones, they're indestructible materials. And these are the work of God.
金银宝石呢，他们是不会毁坏的材料。这个呢，是神的工作。
You know the saying from the scripture that without him we can do nothing.
因为
applies.
经文告诉我们说，离了他，我们什么都做不了。
If we are working in the will of God and our works are by faith, we are building and with gold and silver and precious stones.
如果我们的工作是在神的旨意里，我们也是在信心里面工作呢，我们就是用金银宝石在建造房子。
It's the Lord who gives us the gifts that we use to minister to others.
是主赐给我们恩赐，让我们去服侍别人。
He gives us the grace to carry out his will.
他也给我们恩典，让我们能够执行他的旨意。
And these are all indestructible building materials that we will receive a reward for on that day of judgment.
这些呢都是不会毁坏的材料，也就是我们在审判的这讲。得奖赏的那一天呢，将要得着奖赏的。
On the other hand, wood and hay and straw, they're destructible materials.
那另一方面呢，这个草木和结呢，它们都是会毁坏的材料。
That's the work of man.
这些就是人的工作了。
Trying to produce works for God in his own strength.
也就是他要用自己的能力呢，去做神的工作。
Maybe to get glory for himself or herself.
也可能他的目的呢是为了他自己得到荣耀。
Well, God is going to examine every one of those works.
神会检测我们做的每一项工作。
And if it's done in faith, in obedience to the Lord Jesus, that is going to receive a reward.
如果呢，他是在信心里做的，是顺服主的旨意做的，他们都会得着奖赏。
So, but if an individual does it in his own strength, that which is done for his own glory, that's going to be burnt up on that day.
那如果他是凭着自己的力量做，也是为了自己的荣耀在做的话呢，那审判的那一天就会都烧掉了。
It'll be tested, by the Lord himself.
主会亲自来检验这一切的。
We read in Revelation chapter 1 that, that the Lord Jesus there in verse 14, his eyes were like a flame of fire.
我们在启示录的一章十四节里面读到他的眼目如同火焰。
And when that eye searches your being on that day, there you will be able to hide nothing.
如果这双眼睛在审判的那一天来检视你的话呢，你没有什么东西是可以躲藏得了的。
Those eyes will pierce through all your safeguards and your hypocrisies and everything else, won't it?
所以这双眼睛会刺透你一切的保护的遮挡的东西，会刺透你一切的假冒伪善。
But it's also going to discover things that you never realized. things you did for him that you'd long forgotten, that things that were very precious to him and to others that you thought was nothing.
但是呢，这双眼睛也会发现一些你自己都没有意识到，很可能你早就忘记了的。但是这些事情呢，却是在他眼里看来特别宝贵，也是对别人有特别大的造诣的。
So, on the basis of this test, then there are two decisions.
Sorry.
On the basis of his testing on that day when the fire of his eyes pierce our souls, there's going to be two decisions that are made.
所以他那一天用他这个如火焰一般的眼目在审视的时候呢，他会做两个决定。
There will be loss, verse 15. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss.
我们再回到哥林多前书的三章十五节啊，所以一种决定呢，就是他会受亏损，就会被他的工程被烧了，受亏损。
Things done in the strength and for the glory of the flesh, it's regardless of what our efforts might have been, they're going to be disproved in that day.
凡是在我们凭着自己的力量做的，是为了我们自己的荣耀做的，不管你曾经付出了多大的努力，但那一天呢，都不被接纳。
Paul.In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he was concerned about that day. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27.
保罗在哥林多前书的九章的二十七节，他自己也在考虑他那一天在基督台前审判的结果会怎样。
And he talks about, he's using the figure of a race, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, and thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
在二十四节里面呢，保罗是用了一个比喻，就是赛跑的比喻。我从二十四读到二十七啊，岂不知在赛场上，在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡叫力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
When he says that he'll be disqualified, he's not expressing fear that he'll lose his salvation, but rather that which is done, that he's done in the body, that it,He doesn't want it to be good for nothing. He wants it to count for something.
他这里面说被弃绝啊，并不是说他会失去他的救恩，而是会说他所做的呢，他希望能够留下，能够被认可，而不是说一无是处，什么都没有用。
Now back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15.
我们再回到哥林多前书的三章十五节。
And to safeguard the idea that it's the possible interpretation that a person could suffer the loss of their salvation. Paul adds on the last part of that verse, yet even if everything is burned up, which is very doubtful, but he himself will be saved so as through fire.
但这十五节呢，这里面保罗也说了，即使这个人的工程都被烧了呢。他自己却还是要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样，这是对信徒是被保护的。
So there's going to be rewards. Now let's look at some of these rewards.
所以呢，到那一天呢，是会有奖赏的。我们来看看这些奖赏是什么。
Those things that will survive the test of the fire.
那些呢，就是经过这个火的 检验以后还留下来的东西。
There's five areas in which special mention is made of a reward. And first we read in 1 Corinthians 9:25, we looked at that briefly as we read it.
有五处讲到这样的奖赏是什么。刚才我们读到了哥林多前书的九章的25节。
Verse 25, an incorruptible or an imperishable crown.
这里面提到25节提到就是不能坏的冠冕。
That's for those who gain mastery over the old man.
这些人呢就是胜过那老我的人所得到的。
Over their bodily lusts and so on. They've gained mastery. They'll get a crown.
是呢胜过了肉体的情欲的人他们会得到一个冠冕。
You'll be rewarded in that day.
那天呢你会得着奖赏的。
The next, at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
另外一处地方呢是提塞罗尼迦前书的二章。
And verse 19.
十九节。
For what is our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣基督来的主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
That's the soul winner's joy, the soul winner's crown rather.
这些呢就是为主赢得灵魂的人所得的冠冕了。
Where on that day, there was all those Thessalonians will be standing there at the judgment seat of Christ when Paul is examined. And the Lord Jesus will look at those Thessalonians that he had won to Christ. And he will get a reward for their crown, a crown of rejoicing.
所以当基督台前审判的那一天呢，主在审判保罗的时候呢，他看这些帖塞罗尼迦教会所有的信徒啊，这就是保罗所为主赢得的灵魂，也是他那一天得着的这个喜乐的冠冕。
James chapter 1 and verse 12.
接下去呢是雅各书的一章十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, that is, the trials that are mentioned in verse 2, the testing of his faith.
忍受试探的人是有福的。这个试探呢，就是指第二节提到的这个百般的试炼。
It says, verse 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those that love him.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
They continued through their trials and persecutions, and they expressed their love of the Lord, and he's promised them a crown of life.
对这些人呢，他们在逼迫在患难当中的一直的在试炼当中的一直的忍受一直的前行，他们用这个来表达他们对主的爱，他们会因此得着这生命的冠冕。
Then 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4.
然后接下去一处呢是彼得前书的五章四节。
This crown is for those elders that sacrifice their time and their energy, their heart, their sacrifice so much to care for the flock. Verse 4.
这第四节呢，是给那些做长老的，他们牺牲了自己大量的时间，大量的精力去照顾那些群羊，他们所得的冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3.
最后一处呢是提摩太后书的四章三节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 8, sorry.
不是三节，是八节。
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Paul longed to go and be with the Lord. He said, to be with Christ is far better, he said.
使徒保罗特别盼望能与主在一起，他说也离开 身内啊，与主同在是好的无比的。
He longed for the coming of the Lord, and so he knew that this was one crown that he would have.
所以他特别盼望主再来，而且他也知道这是他将来会得到的一个冠冕。
So those are some of the rewards, the crowns that are mentioned there, which the church, casts at the feet of the Savior in Revelation chapter 4.
这些我们前面提到的这些冠冕呢，也就是在启示录四章里面，那教会的长老们把他们自己的冠冕摘下来摆在基督的脚前的那些冠冕。
Now just a word about these crowns themselves. What the nature of these crowns?
那我们提到冠冕这个词，这个冠冕它到底是个什么性质的东西呢？
The word is Stephanos.
这个希腊文是 Stephanos.
That, and it means a victor's crown. It means the crown that an athlete might be given when he won a race.
他那个是指这个运动员的，就是这个胜利在这个运动比赛当中的获胜者的这个所得的这个奖品。
That's not the kingly crown that the Lord Jesus will have. That's a different word altogether. That's the word diadema.
他和这个帝王啊所戴的这个冠冕是不一样的，他们是两个词，那个是第一个sorry, can you say the word again?
Well, like where we get the word diadem in English.
就像那个钻石的那个词差不多，是那个字根一样的。
The one is a temporary crown, the other is a permanent crown.
那个运动员得的那个这个冠冕呢是暂时的，那个帝王那个冠冕是永久的。
It's a kingly crown.
因为那个帝王的那个是表示他的王权的那个冠冕。
In Revelation chapter 4, we see where the elders, they're seen casting those crowns before the throne in an act of worship. Revelation chapter 4.
我们在启示录四章里面看到那些长老呢，他们敬拜的时候呢，头上呢是戴着冠冕的。
There we see verse 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on those thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
启示录四章四节，宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
These were the temporary crowns that had been won by the overcomers.
所以这些冠冕呢是暂时的冠冕，是那些得胜者所赢得的。
They were not for the glory of the elders, but they were for the glory of the one who gave them.
所以这些冠冕呢不是为了这些长老的荣耀，而是呢赐给他们这些冠冕的那一位，就是主耶稣基督的荣耀。
So they weren't a permanent possession, they were temporary, and they were cast down before the one who alone is worthy.
所以这些冠冕它不是永久的，它是暂时的，所以这些长老们也把这些冠冕呢摘下来放在了主耶稣基督的前面，宝座前。
Because all we do, if we're going to win a crown, We do all for the glory of God, and then we'll get a crown in order to glorify him by casting that at his feet.
所以我们如果做一切事都是为主做的，所以我们就是为了他得着荣耀而去做这些事情的，所以将来我们也是要把这个我们之所以做这些事情是为了将来我们能把这冠冕放在他的脚前，荣耀他的名。
So the greater the rewards that we get, the greater glory we can give back to the one who alone deserves it.
所以我们得到的奖赏更大呢，我们那一天我们就可以把更大的荣耀献给我们的主耶稣基督，因为他是唯一配得的那一位。
Now, we might say, well, if we give up our crowns, then what differentiates us in heaven?
我们也许会问，那如果我们把这个冠冕都放弃了，都交出去了，那我们之间会有什么，还会有什么区别呢？
There are rewards that are associated with brightness and shining in many passages of scripture.
还是会有区别的，就是我们的光明程度，我们的闪光程度是不一样的。这个经文很圣经很多地方都提到了。
Look at Daniel chapter 12.
我们看看但以理书的十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.And verse 3.
第三节。
Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
智慧人必发光如同天上的光。那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
再翻到哥林多前书的十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40.
四十节。
And here.He's talking about those stars in the heavens, the celestial bodies of which Daniel mentioned.
他这里面讲到就是天上的形体，就是但以理书刚才提到的那星星。
And so Paul is answering in this session, with what kind of body do we get when we are resurrected?
保罗在这里面是回答一个问题，就是我们复活以后呢，我们得着了一个是怎样的身体
？Are they all the same？
这身体是不是每个人都一样呢
？They're all like Christ. They're incorruptible, eternal.
他们都跟基督一样，都是不可朽坏的，都是永恒的。
But he says here in verse 40 that there are celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies.
但是他在四节里说呢，他说，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。
But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
但天上形体的荣光是一样，地上形体的荣光又是一样。
And then in verse 41, notice this: there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory.
然后注意四十一节，他说：“日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。”
So in the just like when you look up into the heavens, you can see some stars are brighter than others. Some are different colors. Others occupy different places, have different purposes.
所以就像我们往天上看，那星星呢？有的亮，有的暗。有的呢颜色也不一样，还有的呢它被摆在那个专门的位置上，发挥专门的作用。
So this seems to imply that there are different degrees of glory that will be reflected from, or the different degrees of glory that saints in eternity will be able to give to God himself or to Christ.
所以这也反映出呢，我们每个圣徒在永恒里面能归给神的那荣耀呢，也是有等级的差别的，是有不同的层级的。
So the greater reward then that we receive, the greater the greater capacity we will have to bring glory to God throughout all eternity.
也就是说我们得到的奖赏越大呢，我们就有更大的能力能够在永恒里面把更大的荣耀归给神。
But there won't be any personal sense of lack because every one of us will be filled to capacity.
但并不是说呢，我们从每个人的角度呢会有缺乏，不是的，是我们每个人我们自己的能力都充满了。
So those are the rewards.
这就是奖赏。
The judgment seat of Christ.
基督台前的审判。
Now, it's a very solemn thing when you think about it, is the fact that every motive,Every act is going to be brought out into the open.
所以我们想一想这件事啊，其实这是一个非常严肃庄重的事情，就是那一天我们每一个思想，我们每一个动机都会赤裸敞开的显露出来。
And so I think we need to each one of us examine ourselves.Very carefully, to make sure that what we're doing is well pleasing to the Lord in everything.
所以我们每个人呢，都要仔细的检验我们，查验我们自己的内心，我们所做的每一件事情是不是都蒙主的喜悦了。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
我们再看哥林多前书的四章。
No, it's, I'm sorry, it'll be, Second Corinthians chapter 5, I'm sorry.
啊，对不起，是哥林多后书的五章。
That's one of the portions that we read concerning the judgment seat of Christ. But look at verse 11. He finishes off his teaching there by verse 11. Notice this.
我们刚才读过这一段也是关于基督台前审判的一段经文。我们看看11节，它是这样总结的。
Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.But we are well known to God and also trust well known to your consciences.
我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
That word terror there is a very strong word.
这里面这个可畏这个词啊，是非常语气强烈的一个词。
That word there really means,God is a fearsome God.
这里面就是说神啊，他是让人敬畏的神，是有点可畏的神。
But you might say, well, I thought you said that we don't have to come into the judgments, no condemnation.
哎，你会说，哎，刚才我记得你不是说我们不是在要接受定罪的审判了吗？
We won't.
是的，我们不会接受定罪的审判了。
The idea of fear there is we ought to have a fear of offending him, the one who underwent all the judgment for our sin, who gave himself for us. We ought to have an awful fear of of looking into his eyes in that day and have everything that we have thought that we have done being burnt up.
这里面的可畏的意思呢是敬畏，就是我们当我们面对那位替我们的罪死了，把他的一切都献给我们的那一位的时候，当我们注视他的眼睛的时候呢，我们一切存留不住的都会被烧掉的。
So we want to serve the Lord. We want to serve him in faith with an attitude of love and thankfulness for his great grace to us.
所以我们要服侍主，但是我们服侍主呢是要在信心里面，是对他的爱里面，是带着感恩的心来服侍他的。
Now, there is a couple of other events that take place in heaven, but we are past too much, there's not enough time this evening for me to go into them. So I'm, in a moment, Mr. Summers may have a word for us on the judgment seat of Christ or some other thing, and then he can close in prayer. But I just want to, you can translate that.
这个 BT 以后在天上还发生别的事情，但是我们今天的时间呢不够我们继续去讲完这些事情的，所以我们现在请那 Harold 长老呢，对今天的这个基督坛前的审判看看他有什么补充，然后带我们做一个总结和结束的祷告。
But before he speaks, I have a confession to make.
但是在他开始讲之前呢，我要承认一点。
I may preach as though I'm, with great confidence, but I know myself, and I'm like the Apostle Paul, nowhere near him, but I know that there's going to be much burned up in my life, but I'm amazed at the grace of God, the grace of Christ, how he's brought me through all these years and kept me. All praise and glory belongs to him.
我要跟大家承认，虽然我讲的时候是信心满满的，但是我自己心里知道我跟保罗的态度是一样的，虽然我离保罗差得太远太远了。我是知道我在主的审判台前的时候呢，我会有很多东西被烧掉。但是我感谢我神的恩典呢，他这么多年来带领我一直走过来，保守我到现在，这都是他给我的恩典。
And next week we're going to look at the marriage of the Lamb and the presentation of the bride to her groom. And then we're going to look at the last thing is in the throne room,where the Lord Jesus conducts his official duties before leaving heaven and coming down to the earth in power and glory.
下个星期呢我们要看羔羊的婚宴，还要看呢这个新娘呢献给了他的新郎这个仪式，然后还要看呢主耶稣基督来到地上审判之前呢，他来到父神的宝座前呢正式的履行了他的这个职务。这都是下周的内容。
Thank you. Mr. Summers, please. You'll have to unmute yourself.
Thank you for reminding me. Eric mentioned one thing toward the end, and he said, you know, these are very serious truths.
就是 Harold 长老在发言啊，他说刚才 Eric 在最后的时候提到一件事，就是这些都是非常严肃的话题。
And I go back to verses that Eric has read this evening, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I guess I just want to ponder a little bit there.
刚才Eric 讲到哥林多前书的三章。的一段经文，我想我可能要在这上面花一点时间去思考。
At the judgment seat of Christ, our work will be rewarded, and we will get very rich bountiful rewards.
就在基督审判台前呢，我们会得到奖赏，会得着特别特别丰盛的奖赏。
On the other hand, if our works do not demand reward, then we won't get the reward.
但另一方面呢，如果我们的工程，我们的行为是不值得奖赏的呢，我们就得不到任何的奖赏。
And so verse 15 says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss.
所以15节说，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损。
He will still go to heaven.
他仍然会去天堂。
But he will suffer the loss of what might have been.
但是他却会受亏损，不管这个亏损是什么。
And, I've found in my life, as I get older, I'm able to look back, and I'm able to say, now, Harold, if you had made another decision, things would have gone in a different direction. And you would have ended up with more that's good and less that's sad and distressing.
所以当我年纪越来越大的时候啊，我就回顾我的一生啊，我常常有的时候会觉得，哎，我当时如果做另外一个决定呢，就完全事情会往不同的方向发展。那样的话呢，我会得着更多的好处，而不是得着更多的困难，更多的沮丧。
And so I'm beginning to see and therefore beginning to feel what it's like to suffer the loss because I didn't do what was right.
所以呢我就回顾这些事情的时候，我就在想，我也在感觉因为我没有做那个正确的事情的时候，那种受的那个亏损到底是什么，是怎么一个感觉。
Now, that's going to be a difficult thing to suffer that loss.
去承受这样的亏损呢，是一件很难过的事情。
Paul uses a similar expression when he talks about what he did in his own life in 2 Timothy chapter 3 or 4, I can't remember.
在提摩太后书，我记不得是三章还是四章了，保罗用另外一种方式来表达这样的一个情景。
And I'm just looking that up as I'm speaking to you. But he says this. He says, For him, I suffered the loss of all things.
好像那句经文是说，我为他受了一切的亏损，受。
And I think it's probably in Philippians chapter 3. I'm just looking for it as I'm talking to you.
是腓立比书的三章。
The key is, in this life, we will choose to serve the Lord or we choose not to. If we choose to serve the Lord, we will suffer the loss of other things.
他这个意思呢是说，我们在地上呢可以选择服侍主，也可以选择不服侍主。但是我们如果选择服侍主呢，我们就要承受就是损失其他东西的这样的为代价。我们要承担这个放弃别的东西作为代价。
If we don't serve the Lord, then we will suffer the loss in eternity.
但是如果我们选择不服侍主呢，我们将在永恒里面受亏损。
So the question is, when do you want to get the rewards, in this life or in that life?
所以问题就是，你到底想在什么时候得着奖赏呢？是在今生呢，还是在永恒呢？
When do you want to suffer the loss, in this life or in that life?
那你又是在想在什么时候受亏损呢？是今生呢，还是永恒呢？
And the issue then becomes very, very great. The focus, you'll remember, of all of the message of our Lord Jesus Christ was, if you trust me, you get eternal life.
所以这个事情就变得非常大了。我们记得主耶稣在他所有的这个讲道当中呢，他反复在强调一点，就是你相信我就有永生。
And so the focus of the judgment seat of Christ is we trust the Lord, we suffer the loss of things now, and we get to enjoy the great blessings of the Lord for eternity.
所以我们在基督台前的时候呢，我们受奖赏是因为我们在今生的时候为了服侍主我们放弃了一些事情，那我们在永恒里面呢就得着这永恒的祝福，永恒的奖赏了。
1 Corinthians 3:15 again, if we make the wrong decision and take the reward now and don't suffer the loss now, we will suffer it then. That's a very, very serious thing.
所以哥林多前书十五章呢讲到的另外一个情景，就是我们在今生呢不愿意受亏损，不愿意放弃，我愿意要今生的奖赏，那我在永恒里面就要受亏损，这是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
The alternative, of course, is the huge blessings that we get.
但是与此相反呢，就是你会在永恒里面得着那特别特别大的奖赏。
Let me read you then one other verse in closing, and that's in Romans chapter 8.
我们结束的时候来再读另外一节经文，就是罗马书的八章。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 18.
18节。
And it says, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So we remember Moses and the famous line about Moses, Hebrews chapter 11, was that when he came to age about 40 years old or younger, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, and he reaped a huge reward. He did it, we're told, because he recognized the significance and the wonder of the great reward.
我们这样就想起了摩西，在希伯来书十一章里面提到摩西的一句著名的经文，就是他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。耶稣摩西之所以这样做，是因为他真的知道那永恒的奖赏是永恒的荣耀是多么的宝贵，所以他才选择愿意在今生受苦的。
Amen. Well, that's just some concluding thoughts and marvelous foundations we've been considering this evening.
这就是我要跟大家分享的一些总结的一些点。我们今天建立了一个非常好的根基啊。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the Spirit of God teaching us these wonderful truths.
主，我们感谢您的圣灵教导我们这些真理。
We acknowledge that the world doesn't understand it. They pretend that there is no God.
我们知道世人呢，他们不明白这些，他们假设没有神。
And their loss will be an eternal separation from the blessings of God and the terrors of the terrible judgments of God. That'll be for those who reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们的代价却是巨大的，他们要承受的是在永恒里面和神以及和神的祝福分离，这个是极大极大的亏损。
But Lord, we reject the we also recognize the foolishness that we would be involved in were we to fail to recognize the greatness of the rewards and the loss if we didn't earn those great rewards.
这是那些拒绝福音的人，他们要承受的永恒的与神隔绝的这个亏损。我们同时也意识到，那如果我们不为了这个 不服侍主，不为了这永恒的荣耀而努力的话呢，我们也会承受呢很愚蠢的这损失。
So Lord, we thank you for the wonder of your promises.
主啊，我们感谢您的奇妙的应许。
And we thank you for the convictions of your warnings.
我们也感谢您提醒我们，警告我们。
And we would pray that you will just cause each of us to respond as we should under the influence of the Spirit of God.
我们祷告，盼望我们每个人都有正确的回应，能够受这个圣灵正确的影响。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me, each of us would say who've trusted you as Savior.
我们每一个信靠耶稣作为救主的人，我们都感谢您，谢谢您救了我。
And we pray and give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all tonight. The Lord bless us all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.